What's up? This is Movies On Up. Discussion episode. Vince Vaughn. Hiring them was a brilliant mistake. I am Dave. The Vince to my Vaughn is also joining me. Ryan.
How about I'm the John Favreau to your Vince Vaughn?
That works too.
Yeah.
Or the Owen Wilson to my Vince Vaughn.
Could use that.
The David Dobkin to my Vince Vaughn. My cohort, Ryan. I am Dave. We are Movies On Up. In honor of Delivery Man, the Starbuck remake starring Vince Vaughn, we are doing our favorite Vince Vaughn movies. Ryan hates this episode already. The tagline, hiring them was a brilliant mistake. If you know what movie that's from, email us, moviesonup@gmail.com. Tweet us, @moviesonup. Facebook.com/moviesonup or moviesonup.com. Let us know what it's from. If you are right and we pick you, you win this week's prize package that I'm sure will be very money. I think I've talked many times about how I went through a strong Vince Vaughn phase in my late teens in the early 2000s. So this list was a little easier for me. Ryan, not so much. But before he has time to complain about how much he hates this list, let's just start with the list. Ryan, your fifth favorite Vince Vaughn movie.
I hate Vince Vaughn. I hate this list. Now, let me just start off with saying I missed that Vince Vaughn phase that you went through. So mine are kind of newer. Do I love any of these movies? No, not really. I think they're all somewhat enjoyable on some level. I have gotten into watching, I think it's on Saturdays on USA with my grandfather. They show like a bunch of romantic comedies. And I had missed 2006's The Breakup starring Vince Vaughn, Jennifer Aniston, John Favreau, surprise, directed by Peyton Reed. I managed to miss that in the theaters, if you can believe it. But I did catch it on basic cable on a Saturday afternoon. And it wasn't quite what I thought it was going to be. I mean, yeah, sure, guy gets girl, guy loses girl. Though I'm not really sure why. I mean, why would you want to break up with Vince Vaughn? He was essentially a giant 13-year-old. What's wrong with that? The guy and girl try to make each other jealous. The guy and girl make veiled attempts to get each other back. Vaughn does the kind of grown man-child thing really well. And he did it very well in this movie. He was very likable. And Aniston was kind of the patronizing girlfriend, which she did pretty well, too. In the end, I didn't find myself rooting for the two of them to get back together because I thought that separately they were so dumb and all their problems could be solved by really just talking to each other. But they didn't do that. So kind of when we got towards the end, I thought, I really don't care if they stay broken up. Spoiler alert, they do break up. Or if they get back together. Which is kind of a problem when you're wanting a romantic comedy, or when you're watching one, I think you want the titular characters to stay together or to get together. And in this one, I really didn't care. And I think the movie really didn't care either. Kind of the way it ends, they're just like, meh.
I like that it was a different take. It wasn't they fall in love, they grow apart, they get back together. I like that it was different because it felt more real. A lot of the stuff they did was more relatable than your fairy tale endings. Favorite part about, I didn't dig the movie overall, but old 97s show up, and I absolutely love the old 97s. And they may come up again later on this list. My number five, I say I went on a big Vince Vaughn splurge in the late 90s. This one is the most recent on my list. It is from 2012, last summer's big bomb, The Watch. Starring Vince Vaughn, who I like in this kind of role, Ben Stiller, who I'm indifferent on, Jonah Hill, Richard Ayoade, Will Forte shows up and steals the show. It's not a great movie. I won't sit here and praise how well made The Watch is, because it's very cliche. The script is pretty bad, but the cast makes up for a lot of it. It's got a lot of funny moments. It's an entertaining watch. And Vince Vaughn, no matter how bad the movie he's in, he's entertaining usually. So it's hard for him not to be fun to watch because there's something, he's very charming, he's very charismatic, and he's being very Vince Vaughn in this, and not a fantastic movie, but it's a fun watch. It's not going to change your life, but it may make you giggle for an hour and a half.
I definitely think that you will giggle, and we were both surprised when the movie bombed as much as it did. Vince Vaughn is, you know, a movie star, as is Ben Stiller, and Jonah Hill at that time, I mean, he's still, you know, a relatively hot name, but I think at that time, probably even more so, and it just kind of laid there and died. And we thought, you know, after what Ted had done, The Watch would, that would be the standout comedy, and it definitely wasn't. But it's funny. But I feel like that's another one that if you've watched the trailers, you've seen all most of the funny parts, at least.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I guess my next movie could be considered part comedy. It's really more of an action movie starring Vince Vaughn, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie from 2005, Doug Liman's Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's an action movie that your lady friend will sit through, because in addition to the whacking of people, it's about communication and strengthening a relationship and crap like that, I guess chicks are into. I think the movie would be pretty forgettable were it not for Eddie, the extroverted assassin who lives with his mom. Vaughn was my favorite part of this movie. He's absolutely the comic relief. And what I think is done particularly well in this is when you have a character that represents almost all of the humor in a movie, sometimes they can be overdone, really smashed in your face, crammed down your throat. And I don't think at any point Vince Vaughn really overstays his welcome in the movie. And it does add a bit of levity to the whole, excuse me while I go whack off my husband. Good flick. More so like how he yells at his mom throughout the entire course of the movie. Like, those are the lines that stick with me.
See, this almost made my list. I don't like the movie, but
as
a Vince Vaughn, like, as Vince Vaughn in a movie, he's so good in this. And it's like, if this shows up on, like, cable and I'm bored, I'll generally watch it just to wait for his part. So it's, I don't get behind the whole movie, but he's so good in it because it's doing what he does best, very minimal. And, I mean, I liked Adam Brody in this movie, too, but Vince Vaughn, like, he steals every scene he's in, which is rough when you're against Brad Pitt. And I really liked him in this movie without liking the movie. My number four, one of my most anticipated movies, because I love what the writer-director did earlier. It may come up later on my list. This was his follow-up to it. It is 2001's Maid. It's Jon Favreau's follow-up to Swingers, which probably shows
up
later.
May come up on my list as well.
But it's Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau. Little different roles than they were in Swingers. You add,
this is the boxing one.
Yeah, yeah, a little crime element to it. You add Puff Daddy in it. This is Vince Vaughn is so charming and likable, except in this movie. In this movie, he's so annoying and just obnoxious, and you want bad things to happen to him. That's how it was written, and Vince Vaughn portrayed it perfectly. It was a little disappointing the first time I watched it because my expectations were so high for this movie, coming off of what Swingers meant to me in my junior, senior year of high school. But I revisited it a few years later. It's fun, and Vince Vaughn is funny when you can get past the obnoxious. Just the scene with the per diem, the envelope. Like, that's such a good Vince Vaughn scene where he's opening the envelope when he's like, it's just, that's what he does perfectly. Jon Favreau knows what he does well, and he wrote that movie for Vince Vaughn pretty much. And on second watch, I enjoyed it a lot more than the first.
I think Vince Vaughn does have kind of a certain character that he plays really well, and when he's that character, I think he does an awesome job. When he tries to branch too far out of that, I don't think either of us have Psycho on the list, for instance. When he's not being Vince Vaughn, it generally kind of falls on its face. And when we looked at the character of Wozniak for Starbuck, we thought, oh, that's perfect casting for Vince Vaughn because he's doing the Vince Vaughn thing. It's kind of like if you have one crayon in your box of crayons, it can be a really pretty color. And when it's used and it makes sense, then, the overall product can be nice. But I think that most of the movies that I have on the list, I would not say are starring Vince Vaughn because there's maybe a little bit too much of that particular color. My number three, however, is a movie that is absolutely a Vince Vaughn movie. It is from 2004, starring Vaughn, Ben Stiller, and Christine Taylor, directed by Ross and Marshall Thurber, Dodgeball. I think that this movie ends up being funnier than it really has a right to be. As a general rule, I don't particularly care for Ben Stiller, but I really liked him in this movie as the way, way, way over the top owner of Globo Gym. Probably one of my favorite Ben Stiller performances of all time. I think that maybe Vaughn is kind of a one-tool guy. I think Stiller's got two. He's either got way over the top or he's got way understated. When he's doing either of those things, brilliant. Anywhere in the middle, not so much.
And this was an interesting one because it's a comedy starring Vince Vaughn, but he's kind of the straight guy in this. Like, he's not, yeah, Ben Stiller on one end of the spectrum. Alan Tudyk, who I can't.
The pirate.
I can't think of this movie without how much I love Alan Tudyk. And Vince Vaughn, yeah, he's got his one-liners and stuff, but overall, he's the straight guy, which he doesn't usually do. He's usually the friend of the straight guy. And just the dynamic of this movie, because he's like pseudo-straight guy, and then Justin Long is straight guy, then you have everything else going on outside. It was a weird dynamic for a wacky comedy, and it's okay. I don't hate it. Like, it didn't make my list, but I kind of assumed it would make yours.
Yeah, I mean, I
kind of hard not to.
Yeah, I was kind of stretching. Actually, I think the thing that I like the most about this movie is watching it now for the cameos. The Lance Armstrong cameo is great.
Pretty good, yeah.
It's unintentionally hilarious now.
The Chuck Norris one is the best.
Fucking Chuck Norris.
The Chuck Norris cameo is amazing. This is a fun one. My number three, it's what kicked off my Vince Vaughn obsession. I went through a phase where I was obsessed with everybody that starred in the movie, 1996's Swingers. This is one of those, it just hit at the right time. I saw this my junior year of high school, fell in love with it right away, watched it nonstop my senior year going into freshman year of college. Looking back on it now, it's not a great movie. It's just not a good, well-put-together movie, but it hit me at the right time. I still laugh at it. The Sega part where they're playing hockey is still one of my favorite scenes in movie history. Like, just Vince Vaughn talking about, his little legs are, he's kicking. Like, that's so funny to me. And the movie is funny, and it's cringeworthy. Like, Favreau made himself this really cringeworthy lead character.
The scene where he's leaving the
voicemail.
Yeah.
That's such a, because it just keeps happening and it's like, oh, just call it.
You tell him to stop out loud so many times and it just keeps getting worse.
But then you have Vince Vaughn on the other end of the spectrum, which is cringeworthy in a completely different way. It's like, I don't want to hang out with that guy. Like, I don't want this guy as my friend. It's just, it was such a, something about it. Like, watching it now, I don't appreciate it like I did. And people that heard about how great it was probably watch it now. I don't think it holds up as much as I wanted it to back then, but in the life of Dave, this movie was a big deal, and it did kick off. We wouldn't be doing this list if it weren't for this movie. So I was a big Vince Vaughn fan because of this movie, and I don't regret it.
This movie happens to be my number two, so I guess we'll just keep the Swingers parade going. I'm glad that you mentioned about not wanting to hang out with Vince Vaughn, because that is the one thing. I saw this movie much later in life. I was already out of college, and I think I looked at Vince Vaughn and I thought, it's kind of a douchebag.
Oh yeah.
There's only so much of that kind of bro type behavior that I'm sure was all the rage in 1996, that by the time I saw it, probably in 2006, I was like, nah, it's dated in that aspect. The Sega thing is funny. I'm sure that's dated technology, but I still think that was a good scene. Maybe had I watched this movie as a younger version of myself, it may have impacted me the same way it did you, but I just missed it. So all these Vince Vaughn movies that came out in the early to mid-90s, I didn't catch them at the right time. And it's some movies, if you don't catch at the right time, you go back to watch them, it's still okay. But for me and Swingers, now, yeah, granted, it's number two on my list. It's not saying much that I like it more than Mr. and Mrs. Smith. But of the, like, legit Vince Vaughn movies, this is the only one on my list, and it's the highest on my list. I think it is a good movie, but I'm not sure. If you haven't seen it yet, I don't know that I'd really say go back and watch it.
No, it's hard. I wouldn't tell a 16, 17-year-old kid to watch it because it's not going to hit him like it hit
me. They'll think you're a douchebag.
Yeah, pretty much. Or a loser, like a pathetic, love-struck loser. But I think it has its place in history, even if that place didn't last very long.
That place was 1996.
Yes. So my number one, number two are very interchangeable. They follow pretty shortly after. Vince Vaughn had an awesome year in 1998. He had both my number one and number two. He had Psycho. He had a lot going on after Swingers. Like, Swingers really got him a lot of jobs. We talk about him kind of being a one-trick pony. You know, he doesn't do much. Except in 1998's Return to Paradise, he did. It's a straight-up drama. There's not comedy in this movie. The reason I put this number two and not number one is it's made a list before, but
bad vacation movies.
Yes, but honestly, if you haven't seen this movie, please seek it out and watch it. I just recorded it off one of the movie channels the other day to rewatch it because I haven't watched it in years. It's so good, and he's so good as this conflicted lead of hang out in New York, living your life as a limo driver, knowing that your friend is over in Singapore serving time for weed that you bought with them, or give up a couple years of your life and go serve in a Singapore prison and save your friend's life. So it's a very tough question, and what the movie does is it sucks you in and it makes you wonder. Like, usually your heroes, you know what they're going to do and you know what they need to do and that's what you want them to do. But this is such a realistic outlook that you put yourself in that shoes, and what would you do? Like, would you go back or would you move on? It's so interesting, and Vince Vaughn carries it. Anne Hesh is good, Jada Pinkett's good, Joaquin Phoenix in his limited screen time is fantastic and like chill inducing, like Joaquin can be. It's such a good movie, and as a drama, it's a damn near perfect drama because you don't know where it's gonna go. You don't know how it's going to end up, and you don't know how you want it to end up. And then they still throw curveballs at you the whole time. It keeps you going. It's like a dramatic thriller. Like, it's not made as like a psychological thriller, but there's so much going on, and they do keep throwing curveballs at it, and it's so good. And this is the Vince Vaughn I miss, because this was him in a straight drama. He's not cracking the jokes. He's serious. Like, you can tell he's conflicted. And he nails it. Like, he's so good at it. And there's some of my honorable mentions that I'm going to bring up that he did the same kind of performances, but that's not what people wanted to see out of Vince Vaughn. That's why I'm begging people to watch Return to Paradise 15 years after it's come out, because I don't think enough people have seen this movie.
I would agree with you that probably of all the movies that we're going to talk about, that's probably the one that the fewest amount of people have seen.
We haven't got to my number one.
Unless you... Psycho isn't your number one, is it?
No.
Good. Normally, I would just wait, but I think, like, I probably would have had some kind of a stroke if that was indeed your number one, if he does one particular thing. And sure, whether he does it well or not, especially maybe if he does it well, and it's not well received by the public, I think whether it's his choice or not, maybe the movie industry, that mechanism, looks at Vince Vaughn and says, okay, this is where you're successful, and then you kind of get pigeonholed into having to do Wedding Crashers and The Internship and having to be in every movie with Owen Wilson, because that's what you do. That's what people care about you when you do. And it's nice to be able to see people kind of break out of that if they're given, you know, a second or a third chance to kind of... Obviously, he was given a shot with Psycho, and I don't think that was his fault. That was just a mess on so many levels that he didn't really help.
He didn't help. He didn't take away. Like, that movie's just there.
Right. It would have been bad whomever was cast as Norman Bates. He wasn't going to be able to rescue it. I don't even think the great Michael Fassbender could have rescued that movie. But the thing that people do want to see Vince Vaughn in, the kind of movie that most of the people want to see him in, is a comedy. And my number one is a comedy. And it may be telling that he's in the movie. I think you remember his scenes from 2004's Anchorman, but when you think of Anchorman, you think of Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd, Steve Carell, David Koechner, Christina Applegate.
But right after that, you think of Dorothy Mantooth as a great woman.
Exactly. The scenes that Vince Vaughn is in are memorable, and they are so good. As much as I wasn't in the wheelhouse for Swingers, this was in my wheelhouse. It came out right squarely in my college years studying broadcasting. So you bet that it was in 2004, 5, 2006, by the time I got out, it was quoted so much. And you can bet your ass that our teleprompter was messed with, I don't know, a time or two during our fake news broadcasts. And as a general rule of thumb, not only do I not particularly care for Vince Vaughn, not only do I not particularly care for Ben Stiller, I'm not in love with Will Ferrell either. But I think the thing about this movie that I think makes it so great is, sure, Will Ferrell's funny, but the rest of the cast is too. Paul Rudd's great. Carell's great. When Vaughn's in it, he's really funny. Everybody is allowed to get laughs. It's a really a cooperative effort. It's not just, I'm Will Ferrell, I'm going to make you laugh.
It's a Will
else.
Ferrell movie and an ensemble comedy at the same time.
Exactly.
And it toes the line and perfectly almost. Like, it's still a Will Ferrell movie, but yet it's still an ensemble comedy, because you take away any of those cast in the sequel, it's going to be a noticeably different movie.
Yeah, and the sequel I am genuinely excited about. I don't really get all that excited about comedies because I think that that's dangerous. It's one thing to think, oh boy, I'm really going to like this.
Star Wars Episode 7.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe a different movie, because that has let me down in the past. But a particular genre, like, oh, I think this new drama is going to be really good, and then it ends up just being okay, no big deal. But I think if your expectations on a comedy go in way, way, way too high, and it's just not as funny as you hoped it would be, then that just ruins your entire evening. And you just talk a mess of crap on the movie for probably the rest of until the apocalypse, which I may or may not have done about a movie this summer.
I'm not in the camp that loves Anchorman. I think it's a bunch of good jokes. I think it fits together better as a movie than it has any right to. Like, I feel like it's more cohesive. That's kind of why I'm not shocked Wedding Crashers didn't make either of our lists, because
that's not your number one?
No,
that
spoiler alert.
That little movie that nobody saw?
Spoiler alert. So, yeah, Wedding Crashers had laughs and it was funny, but as a movie, it was put together terribly. And it's a shame, because it was directed by David Dobkin, who I absolutely love, mostly based on 1998's Clay Pigeons. Vince Vaughn teams up with Joaquin Phoenix again, throwing Janine Garofalo, Scott Wilson, Vince Falloof. This movie is, I think, less known than Return to Paradise. From the same year, at least Return to Paradise had a theatrical release. This was more of an under-the-radar indie. Fantastic movie. It's just Joaquin Phoenix keeps seeming to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, which sets off an event which crosses his paths with Vince Vaughn. And this is also Vince Vaughn a little outside. I mean, it's a nice line, because he is that charismatic, charming Vince Vaughn. He's over the top, but that's the character. He's very charming. He's likable. Everybody is supposed to like him. He's also a psychotic serial killer, which he toes the line very well between the two in the scenes where it's like, oh, I understand why these women are going home with him. Oh, and now I believe that he's killing them. So it's just like he toes the line between charming and psychotic. And then the scenes with Joaquin. Don't get me wrong. It's a Joaquin Phoenix movie. Like, Joaquin plays Clay, who is the title character.
The Clay in Clay Pigeons.
Yes. It is Joaquin Phoenix's movie, but Vince Vaughn steals it. Vince Vaughn makes this his movie, which is tough to do against somebody like Joaquin Phoenix, who is a phenomenal actor. And the supporting cast is just right enough. Janine Garofalo shows up, does what she's supposed to do. It's just so good, and it's another one of those that you don't know how it's going to turn out. You don't know from beginning to end what's going to happen. It's just, and you start to feel for Clay, because, yeah, he's making some terrible decisions, but he's also getting a ton of bad luck, and a lot of that due to Vince Vaughn, who fantastic in this movie. Just such a fun role for him, despite being a psychotic serial killer. Did you have any also-rans?
No, I really didn't. it was quite enough for me to pick five. There weren't any that I thought, like Wedding Crashers, could that go on there? No. I probably liked.
See, I put Old School.
The Watch.
I put Old School on there. Like, that's.
That could, I guess.
I mean, most people that do a top five, I would think Old School or Wedding Crashers would be on. I enjoy Old School.
Yeah. I think I like funny. That much better than Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, same here. Be Cool. Not the best movie, but I'm a sucker for Elmore Leonard, and Vince Vaughn was really good in it. It's one of those where maybe I don't like the whole movie, but I like Vince Vaughn in it.
I think that I may have thought you were going to put that on there. I tried to stick with most of the newer ones because I didn't think that you'd delve too much into the 2000s.
No, and the other ones are around the same time. They're before
Jurassic Park 2.
No, they're before Return to Paradise. They're The Locusts and Cool Dry Place, which those are two heavy dramas. That's when he was doing heavy dramas, and you know what? He delivered in them. He was really good in them. In Cool Dry Place, he's a lawyer who's also a single dad. In The Locusts, it's a weird plot there, but it's just those
Is he a locust?
No, those are both like long, drawn-out dramas that are very subtle and not directly to the point, which is what he's best at, is being to the point. So I really like those, and those really show that he does have talent, even though he hasn't had to use it in the last 15 years. That's why I think he's perfect for Starbuck, because for the Starbuck remake, Starbuck is such a good movie, and it had a lot of heart, and Vince Vaughn can pull off the wacky comedy of the premise. But he's talented enough that if they went and they try to carry the same kind of heart the original had, he could pull it off. Whether they do or not, I don't know. But
it could be very easily for you to get the impression that I can't stand Vince Vaughn, which is not true. When he plays the Vince Vaughn character, I think he does it really well. And when it's appropriate for the movie, it ends up being pretty entertaining. I think that even, you know, the Wedding Crashers, or I haven't seen the Internship yet, I'm kind of pumping the brakes on that one. But I think that these movies are probably all enjoyable. Like, is there anything wrong with just cranking out a slew of movies that'll make a couple million dollars, people will go have a good
I'll
time?
I'll never criticize it.
No,
is
me
he
either.
My favorite actor like he was in the late 90s? No. But yeah, am I going to criticize his career? No.
That's what I mean. I just don't want it to come across like, I just can't stand Vince Vaughn because all he makes are stupid comedies. I think for the most part, they're enjoyable. And more good on you, mate, for doing that. I'm excited about Starbuck because I think we both think that he is absolutely perfect for that role. I do think he'll do a really good job, and I think I'll end up liking the movie. It just has to be kind of the perfect storm for me to really like, especially a movie that's going to be headlined by Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, so that's our Vince Vaughn discussion. Before we head out, Ryan, do you want to give somebody a watch this? Why don't you give somebody your favorite Owen Wilson movie to watch?
Which is really tough because there's one Owen Wilson movie that I like an awful lot that I feel like I've talked about before, so I'm going to stay away from that. There's another Owen Wilson movie that I had just put on a list a couple weeks ago that I don't want to rehash, so I'm going to go with Anaconda from 1997. We talked about having this ensemble cast. Anaconda had Jennifer Lopez, Ice Cube, John Voight, Eric Stoltz, Owen Wilson, Danny Trejo. It was a hell of a cast. Maybe not at the height of all of their powers, but a lot of names nonetheless. It wasn't really supposed to be a throwaway monster movie. It was supposed to be a blockbuster when it came out in 97. If you look back at it now as just kind of like a mid-afternoon sci-fi movie, it's pretty cool. The first time I brought it up, I talked about the fountain pen tracheotomy scene that I will never, ever forget in my life, and kind of the campiness of the last couple kills. I think Anaconda is... Oh, and the little fishes that swim up your dick. There's a lot of movies that I see and can't remember a damn thing about them, but there's at least three things that I remember from Anaconda, so I must like it.
Owen Wilson is another one that in the late 90s, I had an Owen Wilson phase up until about Anaconda when that kind of killed it. Like, Swingers kicked off my Vince Vaughn kick. Another movie that I saw right about the same time that I absolutely loved, that this might be the one Ryan didn't want to put on, but it kicked off my Owen Wilson obsession that, granted, didn't last as long as Vince Vaughn's 1996's Bottle Rocket. The first Wes Anderson movie, he plays Dignan, which to this day is one of my favorite, not just Owen Wilson characters, but one of my favorite movie characters. Dignan was such a great, a well-written part, and Owen Wilson was perfect for it. And he's shown up in stuff I enjoy since then. I really like the Darjeeling Limited. Outside of his Wes Anderson movies, I think there's probably a couple that I could get through, but I can't suggest an Owen Wilson movie without going back to 96. So I grew a crush on Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn that same year, so it was weird that they kind of ended up linked together. But yeah, watch Bottle Rocket.
It's really good. I like it a lot. That's, spoiler alert, if you didn't figure it out, that's the one that I kind of, whenever I do, really, either of the Wilsons, when that comes up, I absolutely do love this movie. And I'm glad you brought it up. That way I didn't have to talk about it, and I could still talk about Anaconda.
Yeah, so that was our Vince Vaughn episode. That's it. We are Movies On Up, moviesonup.com, moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup. Hit us up. We like hearing from you. And we'll be back next week. But until then,
keep it up.